So sticking with the subject of children, if you've got a brother or sister, you'll probably be very familiar with the arguments that can typically occur in the average household when you're growing up. In fact, many people acknowledge that these kind of spats are a typical part of growing up and that siblings always fight with each other, right? But new research published in Pediatrics this month suggests that the effects of sibling aggression can be more significant than we once thought. So lead author Karina Jenkins-Tucker and her colleagues at the University of New Hampshire have been looking at the relationship between sibling aggression and mental health. So using information from some telephone interviews of over 3,500 children under the age of 17, Tucker and her colleagues looked at three types of sibling aggression. The first was physical assault, so either without or with a weapon or an injury. Property aggression, so this is behaviours like stealing or breaking a sibling's possessions. And finally, psychological aggression, so behaviours like name-calling or saying mean things. And they found that children who had experienced sibling aggression in the past year were more likely to be mentally distressed than those who didn't experience sibling aggression. And this effect was seen even if the children experienced only one of those three types of behaviour. And the effect was compounded, so even greater, in those experiencing two or more types of aggression.
And how does this compare to those children that are experiencing this kind of aggression and bullying at school, for example, so outside the family setting?
So this was one of the really key findings. They also performed their kind of analysis with peer aggression as well, and found that there was no significant difference in the sort of mental state of children who experienced sibling bullying compared to peer bullying. So the authors suggest in their study that sibling aggression is really underrepresented in scientific literature, and that people just don't really consider sibling aggression and rivalry and bullying of this nature to be particularly impactful. Moreover, that it could be even kind of character building within a kind of familial setting. But actually, it seems from their evidence that, like peer aggression, sibling aggression can be quite detrimental to the mental state of children.
I mean, they were only looking at 1 year down the line, so it may be that the children that had been particularly bullied by overbearing big brothers or sisters may be more resilient and stronger in character down the line, possibly.
Yeah, so that is one thing. They're only looking at the sort of reports of aggression within a year's time period from when the telephone interviews were taking place. So it would be interesting to see how this kind of relationship is carried forward into the future and into sort of adolescence and sort of early adult years.
So I think I probably need to, at this point, say sorry to my little sister Lucy, and I hope that I didn't cause any lasting damage.
Me and my twin sister are good friends, so I'm assuming there wasn't any negative feeling behind any sibling rivalry there. So,
thanks, David Weston. And if you want to find out more about any of these stories, the references are all on our website. That's thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience.